There's a parasha here in Vayakal where it says Vayema El Moshe Leim Vayema Moshe Leim Mar B'Ma'om Lahavi Midei Avoida L'Mlocha Asher Tziva Shanasa Yisoy, that people are bringing too much stuff. Vayitzav Moshe Vayivir Kol Amachna Leima Ish V'Isha Al Yasoid Melocha Tumas HaKodesh, that people should stop bringing stuff. Vayikol Leom Mehavi, and people stopped. And they had enough plus extra. Lemaisa, the whole parish is arichus yesa. That's in fact that Kaisel brought too much. It's a sign of the diva slave, and that is b'makoyim. Should have said, you know, Kaisel was bringing brought a lot. It should have said the last pasuk is fine. That Kaisel brought more than enough. But there's a whole Indian over here. He told them to bring too much, so he told them to stop bringing, and they stopped hacking to bring. And then he says, "Memele, you had dayam lekol amlocha lasoisa v'hoisa." So it's a whole arichus dvarim that more than there was a special tzivui for it, and then that's what happened. Taka, they had enough, and then they had left over, and so on. So, and Betzim, in a certain sense, this is the chiddush of Parshas Vayakal. I mean, almost everything else is a chazara of what was before. The tzivui, as was the tzivui, that's how they did it. And Lemaisa, this is Taka, in the Lemaisa, this is the chiddush. And it needs a havana, what's the toike for this parsha? What's the toichen? There are two. The beginning of Vayakal starts with two parashas, with the parasha of Shabbos, which is a repeat in Kisisa. Kisisa, you also had the parasha of Shabbos listed after the Mishkan, after Asiyas Mishkan, and over here in Vayakal you have a repeat of it. But there are a few nafgeminas here that are important to be medayik. First of all, parashas Kisisa is the end of the tzivuyim of Lech Samishkan. After the Melech HaMishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, you want to do the Mishkan, it's fine, but Achas HaShabsoisai Tishmoiru. Here, it is the beginning. Vayakal Moshe's called Asma Yisrael, he gathered them together. Vayemaleim Eilat Vom Shatzivah Shem La'asoisam Sheshes Yom. So over there it's the Gemar, and over here it's the Tchila. That's one nekud of difference. Secondly, the Pasuk in Kisisa says, here it says, so the Kodesh before is Kodesh Lashem, and the Kodesh here is Kodesh Lachem. Another nafgemina. In before the parasha, it starts with ach, as I says at Ishmoiru. Ach means keilu, except you're going to be doing Melech HaMishkan. You have a chiyuv to do whatever you can, except for Shabbos. Here it doesn't start. It says Eilu Advar Shetiv Hashem Latzis. This is what Akash Baruch Hu said to do. Akash Baruch Hu said to keep Shabbos. It's almost faket. Before, Kisisa is a very natural parasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him parashas are Mishkan, and he said, make an exception for Shabbos. Here is Kilu starting with Shabbos, and that is the Etzem Tzivui. Also, before he starts, Achas Abshoyse Tishmairu, and over here he starts Sheshes Yomim Tasem Locha. Masha'inkin over there, Sheshes Yomim Tasem Locha is all at the bottom. So a bunch of shinuyim that needs havana. Why? Another nekuda in the shinuyim over here. There's a mesira which says like this: before the pasuk says sheishes yomim ye'ose with a yud. Here it says sheishes yomim te'ose with a tav. So the Bala Mesira gave a simon. They will point out we have similar nyanim with slightly different ktiv. They pointed out, and they say the simonayich is zochon ekeva bara oisam, that Shemayim vartz zochon ekeva bara oisam, So Zacher Ye Asa is Lashon Zacher, that's the first time, and Te Asa is Lashon Nekeva the second time. It's the same Seder, Zacher Nekeva Baroisa. It's Bederech Klal the Balaturim Darshins Dinyanim. I mean, sometimes Dinyanim are straightforward. Rimazim in the Maseiros, but here it's a fascinating remez. It's a modern remez. I mean, Zacher Nekeva Baroisam to Ye Asa and Te Asa, and that's the Simin the Seder. So it's begs for a certain hagdara what the shaychus is. One more nekuda. In Loisavar Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem B'yem HaShabbos is the only malacha that's singled out. In the Gemara it's Machlikis, whether it's the Chalak Yotzis or the Lav Yotzis. The Zoya says, Loisavar Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem, that the midah of Kas, it means, Loisavar Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem, that you're not allowed to be koyas on Shabbos. It's a midah raw. But why this midarah? I mean, physically, it means simply because when a person gets angry, he gets heated up. What about gaiva? What about taiva? There's also it's eish taiva is dimshal to eish. I mean, why kas of all the inyanim that are picked out over here? Okay, so let's see. The Rishonim point out that the difference between, that the reason, the similarities between the Mishkan, I think that Akedah points it out, or maybe, there's a lot of similarities in the Mishkan and Bria Sa'ilam. It's Pashat that there are similarities, because we learn up all the Melachas of Shabbos from Mishkan. So Baal Karachach, those are the Bria Sa'ilam, the Melachas. So they have different parallels. One of the parallels they point out is, it says that the Shemayim hoyunim tochim v'holchim, the Shemayim kept expanding and going, ad shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu died. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. So by us also, the parasha of Amlocha, it's a dayim, is a parallel to that, to that inyan. So just like over there, you had to have a stop. And that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said die, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Shakai, Sha'ama Dai. Over here also, you have a parallel by Malacha that they by Mishkan that they were building, and they said die, and that's and they had to tell them Dayim. Good. In both cases, that parallel seems to be accidental. They're both ke'ilu flaws in our eyes that. In Shemayim, for some reason, it was like, I mean, almost like the story of the Golem, that he kept doing things and kept doing things, because no one told him to stop. Shemayim kept him tochim v'holchim. We don't understand whatever it means, because HaKadosh Baruch only said Yehi, and so HaKadosh Baruch said Dayim. And over here, there was some sort of overrun of Nedivas Halev. I mean, in both, Mele she's telling to the Milas, the teichin of it. Here it's atzeshit moim dim. Here it's aim dim. You know, shtolling tzu the teichin, we understand. But the mikra, the two inyanim, the two chesroinis, the two inyanim were inyanim that were in each place. It was a local chisaron. So the fact that they're both the same doesn't add any teichin in the parallel over here. So we have to understand it in a much broader eifin, because be'etzim, this is the side of esse lois asse. The our understanding of mitzvahs is that essays are positive things a person does. Loisa says is to be manea chesroinus. It's like protecting yourself from disease, from harm, from whatever. Demis says it's a lot deeper teichen than that. I mean, the Gemara says l'mashav, a person could have done a loisa, say a person had a very baliyot and didn't do it. It's kilu, it's mekayim it. There's a much deeper nekud over here. Let's take a mashal. A person. The world is divided in Chayme and Tzura. Chayme means just kilo matter, substance, things that are, the only property they have is that they are, that they exist, like a block of stone waiting to be chiseled. Tzura is kilo, when you put a figure on it and you shape it. So the classical mushel of Chayme and Tzura is like a stone that's been chiseled and shaped to fit a certain dmus, to imitate a certain dmus. That is Chaymer and Tzura. The if you think of, so if a person has no chaymer, then he can't make a statue. It's pashut. It's without stone. There's no place a person can make a figure. But the figure is when the person chisels out from the block of wood and takes away pieces from the block of stone or wood, and he takes away pieces of stone. The mahus of tzura is where the person imposes gvulos on the thing itself, and that's where we get a figure in stone. So if we're to understand what is it that makes the figure in the stone, it's as much the stone as where the stone is not. The process of chiseling is always the process of putting gvulas of removing stone from the thing. Even if the tzura is boilet, but the type of aveda is an aveda of removing stone and limiting the boundaries of the stone. Same thing, a person has a picture, a black and white picture. So any picture, but black and white is easy to understand it. If the picture is in black, what gives the picture its sense is where the black comes to a stand. Where there is no black, where there's less black, it's the tzura of where the thing stops, and the sharper and the finer the line that cuts it, the sharper is what you have. So when we're talking about a tzura of chaymer and tzura, we're talking about what is not as much as what is. When you talk about a statue made out of stone, then the stone that you have there is as important to the statue as what you have not. So it's the chalois of the gvulis onto the chaymer that creates a complete tzura. In the mitzvahs of essay and lois assay, the what you have is dictated as much as what you don't have. If there was a world of essays without lois assays, you would not have a tzar malakim. And let's try to understand that a second. Let's say Nediva slave. Person is a good person, good-hearted person, nice guy. So, how does one determine there are nice guys that are not tzaddikim also? The place where it becomes tzelem alekim is where the niceness circumscribes itself and holds itself in a certain boundary. And this person says leisikrivu, and this person says this, and this person says that. There's a preference, there's a koidim. The inyanim of gvulis, where a person does not do something, that is where I deher the tzura of chesed as being alikus. A person who is, let's give it even a mushroom without that a second. Let's say a person is very close, to his parents and does a lot for his parents. The kibur av em you see by contrasting how much he does for his parents and how much does for other people. For other people, it'll be very nice, but there's so much that would be unthinkable for another person and does it for his parents. The same thing in the relationship of Ish V'Isha. The kesha between them is perceived in the intensity of the relationship and the fact that that intensity does not exist someone else. A person who's a noyif, you can't say that he's especially kosher to his wife. I mean, it's taivas noshim. It's not avas ishtoi. Avas ishtoi is that it's ishtoi and bedafke ishtoi. The bedafke, the others not, is what gives this its tzura. That is the bound. That is the interaction of iser and chiv. So to bring it over. So by essays and lois assays, the pshat is the makom of the tzura of tzel malakim is determined by what is as much as by what is not. The in essay Lois say Yad Ramach Ivarim Shasag Gidim. The Ramach Ivarim Shasag Gidim, the Ramach Ivarim Akneg the essays, and Shasag Gidim Akneg Lois says. The word Gid does not have one specific anatomical definition. It is basically connective tissue of different types. It can include nerves, it can include different tendons, but it's connective tissue of different chalakim. This says the evarim themselves are, each one is an evar. It's a chalak that does something. The gidim is the parts of the body that they are where there are no evarim. The part of the body that fills in where there's no other eva, and you have to keep the main eva together, that's where you get the nekuda of gidin. That's the makam of gidin. In the luchas, anoichi and loyia, or the sheirish of esse and loisa say, the hair of anoichi Hashem lekecha is there only when a person is not eivet something else. When there's a loy, that's when the person that has the positive side. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim, the Hayunim Tochim V'Holchim, it's not the Pshat that was an accident, sort of an overrun in the Bria, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come along and say stop. The Shemayim is created by Dai as much as it's created by Yehi Rakia. The tzivui, what gave Shemayim its final shape was in the mokoyim where there would be a gvul on it. The Hayah Shemayim and Tochim V'Holchim doesn't have to mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait around until the bug came to light and they realized, oy vey, Shemayim just expanding, we're going to have to put a stop to it. It means that Shemayim mitzad Yehi Rakia is be'etzem a thing that has no gvulis. If there are no gvulis put into it, then there's no then there is no tzurah to it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes Toiv Avoya Be'etzem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create Shemayim and the breaks for Shemayim in the place where Shemayim comes to a stop, because a chaymer without a tzura doesn't have a tzura either. It's nothing. It's weiter chaymer. The bria of Shemayim is a bria chiyuvis only because there is a die that gives it its gvulas and boundaries. The way the chiseling out of the stone gives the thing its lines, its features. In Melachis, in the Sheishis Yemei Breishis, Shabbos became a day when it's lasos. It became a yom when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh. It's a bria, and yet it's a bria of vayinofash. It means that the bria was given its gevulis on Shabbos. That's where ma'ilam zokuk in ba menucha ba Shabbos means. We once spoke about it in a little bit of different context. The world was missing the gevulis. The ad kan in zman, Shemayim ayinim tochim v'holkim is the ad kan in mokrim. The ad kan in zman is the ad kan of Shabbos. And if there's no ad kan of Shabbos, then memel the bria has no tzura. I mean, Rashi tells us by Chol Shemayim V'Aretz that it can't be on Shabbos. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? So it says Ki b'sheishes yomim, not like a bus of a dom, that a bus of a dom has to make a little bit of a shmira around Shabbos, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly with Shabbos. The pshat no'imik is it would be right a libe de emes, it's right to go up to the last minute, because the tzura of the Sheishis Yomim lies in the sharpness of its boundary with Shabbos. It's like a picture that's slightly blurred. There's a sort of a gray area because you haven't focused it sharply if you don't go up to it. Except that for us, the price that we pay, that if it become too sharp and we'd go over the boundary, we would lose a lot more, so we withdrew a little bit. But Liba de Emes by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Metzias. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, it had to go to the Gvulis, because the Gvulis is what gives it its Tzura, its Chadus HaTzura, its sharpness of Tzura. That is the that is the Indian of Shabbos over there. Zocha v'shoma b'dibe echad nemru means that the essay and the los essay component of Shabbos is the mokom where you deher ki'ilu, that the essay and the los essay is one and the same. In the schira of the asiyah and the sheshmei breishis and the shmira on the Shabbos's gevul is one and the same. The sharper your line is, defining where the stone goes and where it stops, you have both more sharp. A sharp line means the cutoff is very neat. It's a sharp cutoff. It doesn't go one drop even further than it should. Me'idach gisa, it gives the teichin itself a much sharper tzura. It makes the teichin a lot stick out. Sharply defined features on a film or on a statue convey extraordinary sense of the reality of the thing, because that's the metzias of bria. Everything in the bria is defined both by what it is and by the sharp division of what it's not. In the Mishkan itself, the Mishkan itself was a replica of Bria Soilam. And b'meila, the whole Metzias, people were creating a world. They were creating, this is Atzishitim Oimdim, and so on. Everything is Zelu Maser. B'meila, they were also creating the Metzias. It couldn't be enough to include the Nedivas Lev. The Nedivas Lev itself does not contain itself the sharpness. So b'meila, and they brought a kohen, is it was that both things came together. In other words, defining the Nedivas Lev, a person who just doesn't care, like the Rambam says, when you talk about midos of pzizus, the Rambam says just like being stingy is not good, being overly large or sort of hefka with one's money is also not good. The Rambam writes the pzizus and kilui are both not good midas. But the Nidvas Lev of the Mishkan needed to have a mida of dai in order that it be a mida that can create a world. So the Zelum Aser Brias Oilam, just like in Brias Oilam, there was an imposed a sharp line of cutoff that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said die, and that was it. Over here also, in the Mishkan, you needed to impose a sharp dividing line between the Nedivas HaLev for the Mishkan and the Dayam and that Al Yavi Ish. The Leisa say define the essay much stronger. If you bring it only, if you bring just a lot of diamonds and gold, it's either because you don't care for diamonds and gold, or because you're a nice person, or because whatever it is. But when you say it's finished, we don't need anymore, and the Nedivas HaLev stops at that point, then it's a raya that it was a sharply defined Nedivas HaLev l'shem shemayim. It wasn't stam a mida psizus, the person, this easy person, another gold, another diamond. Fakert. The chshivas lies in that it was Nedivas HaLev, and that's Olam Chesed Yibana, that's the Metzias, that gives the world its substance. And the sharpness of the Kodesh Lashem is defined by the fact that when it was Dayom, there was Al Yaviyu. And then when it says in the Pasuk, it says, Vayicholei Ha'omi Lahavi, it's very, very hard not to, Amlocha Oysa Dayom Ha'amlocha Lasa Oysa V'Hoysa, and it says, Vayicholei Ha'omi Havi, that they stop bringing. The stopping to bring is that that Vayikole and the Vayichula Shemayim Varetz, it's very hard not to hear that it's the same Vayikole. The stopping, Vayikole means to stop because it's finished. It's finished. What else are you bringing? That means that it's not, there is no more makoim. What I'm doing is sharply defined. And once the koil is in place, then the vayichole, not to bring anything else, also becomes in place. If it's exactly this house, and zeu zeh, so I'm finished with it, and no more. And that was the pshat the arm brought, and it was dayum. It was because they stopped, of course, the vayichole, there was a sharp division between the dayum lamlacha and the vahoyser. It wasn't just one large pile. It was sharply defined what is and what's not going to be. That is the inyan of the parash over here of the dayim lahavi vayikali. The chilik in the two parashas of Shabbos goes like this. The Shabbos itself first is dehered by us as just a loisa say. Just like the way we dehear loisa say is always we dehear it in the negative. It's don't do this, don't, you want to do it, don't do it. It's dangerous, it's unhealthy, it's this, it's that. For instance, a person who's not supposed to eat because of health reasons. So the pshat is he's chalashing to eat, he wants to eat this or that or the other thing. He's not allowed to. So it comes imposed as an issur, as something that is preventing. You'd want to eat more, but you have to stop at this point. That is the tzura of the way we deher isurim to start with. Let's take a different example. Let's take a person whose goal is to become a very disciplined person. The person is someone who dehers himself as a very strong person, totally in command. The not eating that he's able to impose on himself, the person sees it as a kumvasi. It's not just I'm not eating. It's I'm doing a maisa of not eating. I can eat and I cannot eat as I wish. So the person that hears over there the iser and the not doing as a maisa itself, as a maisa. In Kisisa, they were building the Mishkan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, and he said, don't do. You know, that's the way Shabbos comes across as the Shmira. It comes across as not doing, and that's where you always start. Leisa says can only start with the negative aspect. You tell a person, listen, if you do this, you're going to ruin everything that you did until now. It's going to go to waste because it's going to be Pagim Yonashama, it's going to be Pagim Yonefesh, V'chulu, all the ways we normally address the Leisa say. The Torah comes along here in Vayakhil. The Torah says that now the Torah starts with Shabbos because the Deher is deeper. It's a deeper Deher of Shabbos. That Shabbos where you're not doing Malacha is going to define the Malacha you are doing. Person who builds a Mishkan whenever he feels like it, so the Mishkan is not Tafka L'Shem Shemayim. The Mishkan is, it's an expression of my feelings, of my beauty, of my taste, and so on. When the person understands that when Shabbos goes hand in hand with the Mishkan, it's like the Gemara dashes one from the other. Lo mi Shabbos at the Yorei. The Gemara dashes Shabbos at Yishmeru v'Yisakecha and Yira from the Mishkan from the Mikdash. That just like by Shabbos, lo mi pnei Shabbos at Yisrael, lo mi shetziv aleim. The same thing by the Mikdash. That the hair in Mikdash, that it's kula Lashem, the hairs itself, because Shabbos cuts it. Because Shabbos shapes the week of the Mishkan, that's where you dehear the Lashem in the Mishkan. So b'meila, in Vayakel, when we look back in retrospect, the way it was done, when we look back and see what happened, we understand that the not doing on Shabbos was a part of the doing. It's the beginning of the parsha. It's just like when you draw a picture, you first outline it, and then you fill in the pieces. When a person thinks of a picture, first he thinks of a picture. He thinks of, he wants to make a picture of a lion. So he thinks of a lion. When he goes to do it l'maisa, the first thing he does is he makes an outline of a lion, and then he works within that framework, within that outline. When the person, the tzivui of Shabbos was given, add Shabbos and don't and don't work more than on Shabbos. Don't work on Shabbos. When, in retrospect, when they did it, Shabbos, the head itself, as defining the Tzura of Asiya, and b'meila it becomes like the lines you draw before and so on. And, I mean, that explains a lot of the shinuyim between the two, of why here it says, here it starts off with Sheshiyam Tase. In Kisisa it says, ach, it's an exception. You're working, building, except Shabbos don't. Because Kilo, we dehesh Shabbos as what it's not. By us over here, we dehesh Shabbos as what it is. Fakert, we're not thinking of Shabbos as what it doesn't do, but understanding the not doing on Shabbos as the teichin, as the tzura of the melacha that you are doing the rest of the week. And so on, all the diyukim, go through the diyukim, you'll see it. What's the Indian, the Zohar Nekeva, the remez in the Mesorah, that it says Zohar Nekeva Bar Oisam, and those are the two parishes over here. I mean, you find Lamashon Hilchas by the two tzuras of Zochan and Kevin that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. Doesn't mean obviously just a biological change to have children and that's it. Zochan and Kevin Baro Issa means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world two tzuras. The tzura of the Zohar is doing. It's Asiya. It's Melacha. It's Kivshuha. Vechulu Dakash Ish Lichpoish. So the tzura of Ish is the hispashtus. That is the asiyah of the Ish. I mean, it's very easy to see it. The asiyah of the Isha is the holding in. It's the containing. Lamashal mitzad the zera of the Ish, there's belief soif of the amount of vladim there could be. Mitzad the Isha, she contains it to one or two or at the most several vladis. She acts to restrict and to put gevulos around it. You see around the Avos, Avram Avinu's chesed was ispashit, and it was sorted throughout the Hagar and Yishmael. Yitzchak, it was Rivka that limited to Yitzchak, to Yaakov rather than to Esav. By Yaakov, it was his wives that pulled away from Lavan and said enough, and we have to go. And Yaakov consulted, and they said no, Atkan, and Lavan has to. We have to put down the gevul with Lavan now. The mitzias of an isha is from that chelik of the bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yehira kia, and the dayom are k'neged zochar nekeva. The Hirakia, and the Rakia was the Mtochev V'holchim, is the Pchinas Socher, and the Dayam is the Pchinas Nekeva. That is that same Bria. The whole Metzias of Isha Betzim, her Maise is not Karka Oilam. Her Maise is not a Maise in Isurim, it's not a Maise Bia because it's Karka Oilam. Her Maise is Al-Dvar Narasha Loit Soako. She could have stopped him. It's not because what she did, but her avoda is to stop it. And that's why if it's a makom, it's an oinis, where there's no way the tzaka wouldn't help, so there's no chiv. Because her metzias is not asiya. Her metzias is she can stop it, or she can let it go. That is her metzias. So b'meila, the simon over here is a very deep nekuda, in that there's a zocher and there's an ekeva. And b'meila in Shabbos there's that surah of Zochan Ekeva. There's a chelik of Shabbos that's Asiya, and there's a chelik of Shabbos of Teoseh. Yeoseh, Shesh Yom Yeoseh, there are 6 days a week when you do, that's a maise, that's a zocha. And Shesh Yom Teoseh, when you look back and see it was done. I will explain it soon. I want to explain it a little more by Riches. Let's go to the Kudav Leisivara Eish B'chol Mesh V'Seichem. Kas. The midah of kas is b'derech klal. The Rishonim, in the Gemara says kol akoyis ke'ovad avodah zarah, and kol akoyis is all sorts of things about kas, which like avodah zarah and so on. There's the nekuda of kas comes usually when a person is frustrated in his maisim. A person wants to do something, and something blocked it. Something's in his way. a person was going to do something, and someone messed it up for him. Someone took it away from him. Someone came late for him. All of those in Yonim, Kas is where I was raring to go. I was ready to do. And I was frustrated, and it was stopped. A person's darker lichbosh doesn't allow for something to stand in his way. And b'meila his kayas, the mid of kas is the attempt to shove out of his way anything that is that doesn't allow zasiya. In the oimek of a person's personality, a person has to understand that the gvulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the bria, the most he can do is fill up those gvulas. Ke'ilu, like the child painting within a drawn lines, the lines are drawn, and the person does. A person cannot do more than the lines that were sketched out. A person cannot be mispashit more than those gvulas. The midah of kas is ke'ilu, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes his tzura on Bnei Adam. And on the one hand, it's stifling to the person because, what do you mean? A person wants to do. A person is a doer, and he's an oise, and he has something is stopping it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the emesis on taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the cheshm. When a person thinks of the whole cheshm of the world, himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes, I have to do the most. Hopefully, it will fill up those boundaries. Past those boundaries, nothing's going to happen. Because the gvulas are there already for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to happen further than that. You never were able to do more than those gvulas. And the Mela, if you were ready to do something, and you were doing, and something blocked you in your way, so in as much as the other person has his own problems, and his own midah l'chaver, whatever it is, that fine, that's his problems, and then you have mechila, and if I care if the person is bedafki, it might not have to be mechila. That's already one parsha. But the sense of frustration that I didn't do, I had so much I could do, and I didn't do it, that sense of frustration is like Oyver Avodah Zarah. Because the person, Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a p'chinas nekeva. The mile of the nekeva is the Oyser Ritzoyin Baila. She stels to her asiya, to the lines that the husband sketched out. She stels to the asiya of, we stels to our asiya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gvulas. So, if we're lucky, we fill up some of those gvulas, but we're not meant to go further than that, and that's that. So the Zohar Darshan, the Zvayesh Chalom from Sechem, they talk about the midah of kas, because in midas odom, the zelum azeh of asiya coming up against the wall of gvul is asiya of a person smacking straight into the wall of gvulas, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being gaivul. The inyanim, I mean, on two completely different facets, I wanted a little bit to be inspired. First of all, a person gets a sipuk out of doing an essay. An essay is a good maisa, a person feels good. If it's a mehudadik mitzvah, a person feels very good. It's easy to relate to an essay. A lois essay is something, it's a problem. Just like it's easy for a person to work out because he feels he's getting muscles and he's becoming, it's strong and big and so on and so forth. It's hard for a person to keep taking medicine because the chakal, the medicine only just makes him not sick. He doesn't deher any milus out of it. And just staying away from trouble is a hard way to live. A person has to deher that the lois essays are what give meaning to the essays. The not working on Shabbos takes the Shabbos table out of the realm of just a sweet family get-together and makes it Kodesh Lashem. There's the Yeosse of the person becomes a Teosse because the person put the Gvulas around it. So the whole world of Loisa essays defines his mitzias in a certain sharpness that an essay can't. That is the chelik of essay and Loisa essay. And you hear it here in the Shabbos and so on. The second, the flip side of it is that the midas of a person who's lackadaisical, a person who's very fatalistic, yeah, it's not going to help anyway, it's going to anyway, and so on and so forth. That type of person is a person who is not going to do very much. I'm saying that a person who's just accepts the mitzvah the way it is, has no vision, has no has no energy and no drive, that person is not going to accomplish anything. But the problem is the person who does have the drive and the energy and so on, so when something comes in his way, kas is he blows up. That type of person, and understanding that's not like that. Understanding, and a person, adab, this is a ben maila, who spends his life doing things and trying to do things and accomplishing things, but there are chlal, he runs into a lot of walls. And a lot of the problems that are caused by it, that people react, what do you mean, I had such a good thing, and I had such a good thing going, and this is going to do everything for everyone, and this is time that. No, you are right in doing as much as you can, and if the wall came up and there's no way I'll pidin to get the wall out of the way, you can't push this person out, you can't push that person, you can't do this. So that's the side of Keshem Shekavos Charal Drisha Kenekavos Charal Aprisha. I mean, he was Deirish, Shem Suni was Deirish Kol Esen Shebetayra. I mean, he wrote a sefer on all Esen, and he came to Esen Shebetayra. So he said, Keshem Shekavos Charal Aprisha Kavos Charal Drisha Drisha Kavos Charal Aprisha. Because he heard, we're talking about Teres Hashem. It's not my book of my great ideas. My book with my great ideas is missing a whole chapter on Es Hashem Kechatira, and Bemela I can't. If you heard the Oymek and the Chazal, it's Nifla. By Es Hashem Kechatira, that's where you heard the Oymek of Keshem Shani Mekabel Schar ala Drisha Kachal Schar Prisha. That Prisha becomes a positive thing, is in Yira. So he said, the book Adrabah, my book of Chidushim on S, becomes a much cheshiva book because it's not a book of my Chidushim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chidushim explained by me. So where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he the head, that there is no Makom Drasha, so that Prisha carries in itself the same deher and the same Chochmah as that. And Fakir, people who are Bnei Maila, people who do and people who accomplish, one of the areas that destroys is when a person refuses to recognize gvulas because he only has it as a frustration himself. A person that has the zohar and the shama of dibech nemru, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person, the doing and the not doing is one and the same thing. So then the person is mekayim lo sevar eshkol shosechem, even when you talk about the midas kas, Shabbos.